Hey everybody, it's Tom, and I'm going to come to you today, talk a little bit more about Gabriel Marcel, having just finished an essay by him on the notion of creative fidelity. And again, you know, he's just so cute in capturing certain fundamental dilemmas, ambiguities that arise in the course of our existence, of our living, as we saw when we talked about his essay on hope, in which he marks the distinction between a mere optimism, or ersatz optimism, as I would rather put it, that evades the authentic engagement of an experience by a kind of postponement of judgment, and hope, which dares to engage that experience head on and risk failure and assume vulnerability as a token of a real or a deeper freedom. And similarly, we come across a distinction in his discussion of creative fidelity between fidelity and constancy, where constancy, that, you know, adherence to a commitment that we have made by at least in formal terms, even in the face of difficult and shifting circumstances or even disposition, stands in as having something of worth, but has a kind of danger to it. It doesn't quite seem, or really isn't, not the same. It really isn't the same as fidelity or faith, which seems more fundamental. Because within a merely conformity or deference to some designated code or commitment, or even to a given individual, in the name of duty, you can end up perpetrating a kind of dishonesty to oneself or to the other. And there are numerous, you know, ways in which this becomes apparent. We've all perhaps impetuously made a commitment which we subsequently regretted, whether because the perception upon which that original commitment was made proved to be faulty, in terms of what was going on without who was that person, or what was the situation to which we made that commitment, or perhaps something within our own individual changed, our feelings, our emotion, our assessment, and then we're put on the horns of a dilemma in terms of keeping to that original commitment. There's an inexorable ambiguity there. And how are we to resolve this question? Because when the protean, the formless, the shifting nature of the world is put right in front of us, the seeming discloses itself that we can never be certain at the moment of any commitment as to the legitimacy of the grounds upon which we are predicating or basing that commitment. And as a result, we're placed over a kind of a void where one might be tempted to suggest that the very notion of commitment is a kind of a chimera or an illusion. Marcel's response to this problematic, if I'm reading him correctly, is through the suggestion of reconceiving our being as something which is more fundamental than what is disclosed in terms which are merely rational or discursive, something which has almost a primordial quality to it. And he might use the term an ontological exigency. What we're talking about for Marcel is something which really brings us into the heart of our relationship with the absolute, with the transcendent, with God or the divine, as some people would put it. It puts us in touch with the question of how are we going to respond to our own fundamental contingency, which is most obviously put on register by the fact of our mortality, by the fact of our death. And the wager which Marcel is putting to us is one of reevaluating the interior space from which the urge to commit arises. The urge to commit, even to specific circumstances, is ultimately for him perhaps expressive of a more fundamental drive, which is to affirm just not just life, but even being itself as fundamentally positive, which relates to the question of hope and commitment is made in the hope that our contingency actually is a token of a fundamentally generous universe, or a generous being, or an absolute which has a kind of care, a kind of love, a kind of creative significance for our being to which we are responding. Now, I for one am highly sympathetic with Marcel's analysis here. Now, he's of a specifically Christian dispensation, but I think that to which he's pointing transcends articulation from the standpoint of any given faith. It's an affirmation that life is fundamentally a good thing. And that life is fundamentally a good thing is the ultimate, if you like, article of faith upon which we can then base other commitments and constancies sensitive to the widely different circumstances which present themselves to us, and maybe where the creative fidelity arises is in tailoring our decisions and our responses with a kind of specificity to those circumstances and details that ultimately a deep congruency is established between the belief that the universe is fundamentally, or reality or life is fundamentally a good thing, and then that the actions we issue in that life are consonant with the implications which follow from that, if you want, axiomatic positivity. So that's a much better way of some response then to Gabriel Marcel's essay on creative fidelity. It's definitely worth reading, and for no other reason than that within the essay itself, we've got lots of much more specific considerations of situations in which these dilemmas present themselves and how we might navigate them. So there you go, guys. Just putting a little bit more out there from the old existentialist tradition. I've done several, I think, on Gabriel Marcel. So I think on the next one, we're going to move in a slightly different direction. I don't know where that direction is yet, but we'll see in the days to come. Thanks, as always, for listening, and I'll catch you guys on the flip. Ciao for now.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.